I need, I must have. Where is? And it doesn't last very long because there's an illusion attached to it. And the illusion is it's there. And then comes the wanting again. So you have glimpses of it sometimes. Whenever a sense of well-being is there, that means you become at ease with what is now. Oh, you feel intensely alive. The movement of thought is not as hyperactive anymore. Its thought begins to slow down as you become present to the now. And you may sense an aliveness running through your entire energy field. Every cell is alive with life, aliveness. So the sense of beingness, aliveness, ultimately what that is who you are beyond the mind-made story of who you are. That is never enough. My history, which is what I derive my sense of self from, of course it's not enough. It's all these kinds of things went wrong along the way in my history. My history, yes, also. My personal history is a succession of mistakes. And yet not mistakes, because we are here. It's brought us here. It's brought me here. It's brought you here. So nothing was a mistake. But from a purely mental perspective, you could say, why did I do that? That was a mistake. That didn't work out. And that relationship didn't work out. And then I failed there. And then I succeeded there, but it made me unhappy. That's the history of me. But the mind says, yes, all I need is a little bit more of the story to completion. It will get me to completion. Never happens. The ultimate illusion of completion of the story of me is the wedding. The typical thing you see in films. Da, 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 da. And that's the end of the film. They don't show you what happens after that. So to step out of that, you are not your story. Oh, thank God for that. And no matter what happened in your history, it has taken you to this moment. It has taken you here, all the mistakes. Without the mistakes, you probably wouldn't be sitting here. You would be watching TV. You must have suffered enough to have come here. And it's great. If I hadn't suffered, I wouldn't be sitting here. If I hadn't had a nightmare for years, living a nightmare, all the things I described were extremely pronounced in me. The dreadful way to live of every moment is bad. But it worked. It produced enough suffering to suddenly trigger an awakening. And this is why we are here. And sitting here may look on the surface like people listening to a person speaking, but there is something deeper happening. There is a deeper recognition happening in yourself. First, a recognition of what ultimately is not you. What you thought was you, what gave you your sense of self, is ultimately only mental content, a collection of memories and reactive patterns and thoughts. And that's not that much. and to realize that that is not who I am. But if you now look very closely, throughout your life, all the different things that happened, and there are many people in this room who have gone through such drastic changes that one could almost say that you've already lived more than one incarnation in one lifetime. In the past, it was more normal to have one single incarnation. You stayed in the same place and you did the same thing and then you died. That still happens in certain places, but it is more common now for people to go through tremendous changes. And if you look, you might even find that 20, 30 years ago, who you were then seems very different from who you are now. And yet, because things have changed, the story has changed. It may not be the greatest story, it still has insufficiency built into it, it still has lack built into it, but the story has changed. It's not the same story anymore.